Let me think who I am. I'm Mike Matthews. That's right. The host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth called Mike's Daily Podcast. Oh, and it's done by a guy named Mike. Hello there. When I was just graduating college back in the early 90s, I was listening to pretty much any radio I could get my hands on. Oh, I made a bunch of cassette tapes, mix tapes, tape stuff off of my friends. The cassette machine was constantly playing in my car. Well, they recently found the top podcast for college graduates. Edison Podcast Metrics provides insights into which podcasts are most popular among college graduates. This is done through an analysis of 64,000 interviews with weekly podcast listeners. And what Edison Podcast Metrics says is 94%, that's the most of all percentages of all of the college graduate audiences, they are listening to The Indicator from Planet Money, from NPR. I used to listen to Planet Money over 10 years ago, back in 2009. That's right. Back when you had to download podcasts to your phone if you wanted to listen to them, because there weren't any apps yet. Or maybe I just didn't have an iPhone. No, I don't think there was any apps. And I used to listen to it and I'd go, wait a minute, this is annoying because you could barely hear the host. I had to crank the volume all the way up on my listening device and I still couldn't hear them. So I said, that's it, I'm done. That's all it takes for me to move on to another podcast. So the most, though, of the college graduates, what they're listening to right now is Planet Money. Well, particularly the show called The Indicator, 94%. Then working down the list, you've got the New Yorker Hour, Radio Hour, which I guess that's, I have heard that on the radio, thus the name. And as you can see, as we spoke about in the last podcast, people are starting to distinguish podcasts by saying, hey, this is an audio-only podcast, so we'll just say it's called a radio show. Even though it may not even be on the radio, though I do know New Yorker Radio Hour is on a couple of NPR National Public Radio type stations. Just after that would be CNBC's Mad Money with Jim Cramer. Yes, college students still somehow relate to Jim Cramer. Just beyond that is Shortwave, that show with way too many sound effects, though I shouldn't say anything because I have a lot of sound effects on this show. And it's very jarring and edited very strangely, but it's been popular for well over a decade. And then bottom of the top five, but still doing really well with 86% of the college graduates listening, is Marketplace with Kai Rizdal. Welcome to Marketplace. Very informative show. I was listening to that the other night as well. So lots of NPR-based television. Did I say television? Radio shows, except for the Jim Cramer one. But they're nuts! They're nuts! And that would be the end of my little intro to the show today. Hey, did you say you were parched and wanted to get something to drink? Let's go into Cafe Anyway. Let me get the door for you.
Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Where'd my pen go? Yep, the cat took that again as well. It must be episode 3023.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
3023. Hello, it's Mike. Thank you for listening to the show. It's great. It's awesome. It's awesome. Yes. It's Mike Matthews singing a song to you. And I don't know, unless I'm mistaken, I have a couple more seconds left in this song to try and make you laugh. Nope, didn't work. All right, well, let's see. Huh.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Oh, well, just a little while ago, there's the pen. My lovely lady friend
Mike's
gives me a call.
Daily.
She borrowed my car.
Podcast.
Yet again.
Yeah.
And she says, hey, I'm sitting in the car right now, and the alarm is going off, and I hear beep, beep. Beep. Uh-huh. I'm like, yeah, I hear it. And she said, yeah, so what do I do? All of the times. Well, see, my dad, I didn't really ever call my dad for help with things because my parents got divorced when I was young. So he wasn't really in the picture. However, my mom's boyfriend, whom she broke up with often, then got back together with him often. That was annoying. And then eventually married him under the pretenses of either we make this work when we're married or we'll just divorce and it'll be done. Like the litmus test, like the trial by fire thing. Which never is a good idea. Bad idea all around. So she really should never have, after the first breakup with him, it should have just ended. But well, she became her second husband, was my stepfather for about a year. Didn't last very long. I would call him from time to time because he was very knowledgeable, technically minded. He knew, he was an engineer, so he knew stuff and had been actually.
And here's today's podcast picture.
Think he'd been in the Korean War. Honestly, he wasn't very, we were never very close, my mom's second husband. So I don't really know that much about him. But to have someone call you when something is going utterly wrong, I guess it's an honor, but it also makes you immediately survey the situation and do a little troubleshooting and triage. Oh, the podcast picture is going to be from the lovely state of Texas, which I was at recently, and it was cold. And I saw something cool, and I'll have it there at mikesdailypodcast.com. Not sure what it was, but I had a couple of ideas. The late great Baz the Boxer never went to Texas, but he's been to Oklahoma. No, he never went to Oklahoma either. I think the furthest east he went was Vacaville. Yeah, Vacaville in the Bay Area. And my hat, I don't know what my hat's doing, so we'll just leave it with this. And it doesn't matter anyway, because it's a radio podcast and you can't see what's going on. Oh, wait, you can. If you go to facebook.com/Mike's Daily Podcast. In other words, go to my Facebook page for Mike's Daily Podcast. There's a link at mikesdailypodcast.com. So I'm trying to survey, triage, diagnose what's going wrong. I said, well, you're not that far away. Just turn the car back on. Come back home. So she comes home. And this is what I hear driving up the street. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, just like your old timey radio alarm that used to wake you up. Beep. Into the garage she drives. And it is, yeah, I have enough room in my garage for the car. I'm going to do at least
that. Is that why you're bald, Mike?
Because there's room in my garage for my car. Okay. Yes, that's why I'm bald, dummy. No, I do have a lot of stuff in my garage I really should go through. What's the point? We just have one car. I don't need the room, the extra room. So there into the garage she goes, and I tell her, close the garage door. I don't want the rest of the neighborhood. Let's try and muffle the sound, this annoying sound, as much as possible, this car alarm. And it's still going off. So what would you do in this situation? Exactly. You tell her to pop the hood, and I go in there and unplug the positive. Now, maybe I should have unplugged the ground. I don't know. I need to talk to one of my smart mechanic friends about this because I have no clue. Anyway, I disconnected the battery is what I'm saying. And of course, no power to anything in the car. That means no annoying loud car alarm. So there we got silence. And I'm talking to her. I'm like, what exactly did you do? And she said the following.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
No, she didn't say that. She didn't sound like Mr. Robot. Robbie the Robot. Is that it? No, she said, what I did was I was about to leave the car and I pressed the lock button on the car on the inside. And then I realized, ooh, I forgot something. So I went to do that. Meanwhile, the door shuts on me. So I go to open the car door again. That's when the car alarm goes off. So basically what she did was she irritated the car. And from what she tells me, the car alarm went off and then locked her in, kind of scary, like a trap, Danger, Will Robinson, danger. It's a trap. Oh, we have that coming up with Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap.
So that was fitting, wasn't it? Okay. Anyway, cafe anyway. So I tell, anyway, she goes, she actually had this idea. She says, what if I unlock the car? Once you put the power back on, let me unlock the car from the outside to tell the Honda Civic that everything's okay. I go, let's try that. We got nothing else to lose except our sanity. So,
hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
We didn't have time to turn on the Mr. Microphone. We couldn't turn on the Mr. Microphone because we couldn't turn on the radio, which the Mr. Microphone needs. It could broadcast through the radio, and that was an 80s thing, and why am I talking about it? Okay. So I reconnect the battery. She takes the car key. She unlocks the car door. And voila, it stopped. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Ameritopica. To make things slightly more easy, I'm going to get the key fob, put a new battery in the fob. That's really where all this is stemming from, all the problems, because had this happened, we could have just pressed the alarm button on the key fob that turns off the car alarm. That was my interesting moment ago.
Anyway.
Cafe anyway, in the land of Ameritopica. Thank you for listening to that fascinating story. Let's see. I have some interesting stories to tell you and things and news, and not sure why, but are you getting the feeling this is probably nothing new, and we've probably all noticed this or didn't notice it. Let's say if you're a Republican, you probably didn't notice this, but if you're a Democrat, you've noticed that Republicans hate Ukraine and they love Russia, and they want Russia to win, and they want Putin to win, and they love Putin. That's what it seems like. Oh no, Mike. Zelensky, he was out of hand. We've given him so much money. Our nation is poor because of him. And so why should we give him any more money? He should have played nice, been like a good little, you know, guest of the Oval Office and not peed on the floor or done something like he did. They're getting into an argument with Trump, which actually it seemed like Trump was yelling first. Or was it J.D. Vance? Anyway, cafe anyway. I don't
Mike
see.
Mike is awesome.
Thank you. Oh, that was nice of you. So, yes, I know everybody has their view of this Rorschach test to everyone. And everyone has a lot on the Republican side, on the right-wing side. I hear all kinds of stuff about Zelensky that, hey, okay, it's interesting that Zelensky and Trump were both former TV stars. And it's interesting that we gave a lot to them and the war goes on and on. And yes, benefit of the doubt, giving so much of it, Trump is trying to end the war. But it sure seems, and we can play quote after quote after quote after quote of Trump praising Putin and saying that he was strong and powerful. Remember that quote that from that conference that he did during his first presidency, where he was up there with Putin after they had a meeting, and then they're meeting with the press, and then they're asking him, did you talk to Putin about what he did with this and this? And then Trump goes off because he hates that. He really is defensive when it comes to Putin. So why is that? Is my simple question, and I'll end it there. But by the way, Trump's plan to eliminate income taxes on Social Security would help high-income households while increasing the federal debt. According to the
guy, it's a trap.
It's a trap again, Admiral Akbar. Thank you. But Rob Black, according to him, I produce his podcast. That information I got from him. I produce his podcast. He is heard on AM 1220 KDOW weekday mornings in the Bay Area and on Cron TV Monday through Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour in the Bay Area. The Grateful Dead's long and lucrative trip. The Grateful Dead made more money than any other touring band in the U.S. 2,400 gigs that generated over $400 million of ticket sales over 30 years, from 1965 to 1995. And wasn't Taylor Swift, who's of course the queen now of concert touring, she was born in 89, right? So within that time frame that the Grateful Dead was pulling in all that money. That was more than Bruce Springsteen did, or U2 did. I saw U2 in concert at Dodger Stadium back in 91 or 92, I forget. More than the Eagles, and even more than the Rolling Stones. Outside a cafe anyway, somewhere in Podcastro Valley, the last place on earth in the land of Ameritopica. Look who's here. Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing? I brought my horse, Billy.
Mark makes music.
Benita brought her horse. Nilly is the horse. Benita brought the horse to cafe anyway. Hey! Thank you, Benita. That added a lot. Look who else is here.
Hey, Mac. It's a disgruntled field player. Tell you what.
What?
I think I just called you Mac.
Yeah, you called me Mac. Like Mac the Knife or Return of the Mac.
Who's that?
I think, was it Mark something? Hey, aren't you going to get into an argument with me with the whole thing I said about Trump?
Well, you know what? Everybody's got their idiosyncrasies, and Trump just don't like it when you put down his big pal Putin.
This weird obsession with crowd sizes.
Putin killed a lot of people, mysteriously, in weird things. He's former KGB. Would you trust him?
Well, heck no. I wouldn't let anyone like that in there, in my house.
What was that all about?
You know, Trump has this story he loves to talk about where a farmer saves a snake from something, and then the snake turns around and bites the farmer, and the farmer said, why did you do that? And the snake says, because I'm a snake. What? And then he uses it to explain why he hates Democrats and something like that. But, you know, I mean, look around the people that you're associating with is what I'm saying.
Are you saying it's like an allegory?
Maybe it's like a metaphor. Maybe it's like an onomatopoeia. I'm not sure, but I know. Let's see. I hope he gets peace, but it's interesting. The tactics that he has taken. Maybe he needs some help from a Wookiee. Wookiee sound effect here. That was great and perfect timing for that. Look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. I make delicious root beer. Have some right now. Oh, boy.
Thank you. All right. I'm drinking this, guzzling it down. What's in there?
I put some electrolytes in it. Electrolytes. Drink right now, I'll cut you.
I just had a little bit. It was so good. Electrolytes. That's great. That's in some movie that I always forget that somebody brought up about putting electrolytes in plants, in the pots where the plants are growing. I just use simple water. But you may have your own technique. You can tell me what it is. Here's the phone number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Oh, yes, that guy sounds so funny. What do you think about all that? Well, let's go to the mainframe to hear from A-Frame to find out all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast. And that is right here. Take it away, A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.